chinimandi.com podcast.
India's 2019-20 sugar production expected at 268.5 lakh tons, says ISMA. In July 2019, ISMA had released its preliminary estimates of sugar production at 282 lakh tons for 2019-20 sugar season, based on the first survey of satellite mapping carried out in June 2019, assuming normal southwest monsoon in 2019. Also, diversion of B-heavy molasses and sugarcane juice was then not considered for their impact on sugar production. The second set of satellite images of sugarcane crop acreage across the country has been procured in the latter part of October 2019. Considering the estimates of sugarcane acreage, yields, recovery, cane drawal, rainfall and other relevant facts, ISMA has now reviewed its first advanced estimates of sugar production for 2019-20 sugar season. On the basis of the October 2019 satellite images, ISMA has now estimated the total cane acreage at 48.31 lakh hectares, which is about 12% less than 2018-19 sugar season on pan-India basis of 55.02 lakh. As per satellite images of October 2019 and the fact that we did not have normal rainfall, sugar production during the current 2019-20 sugar season is expected to be lower than what was expected about 4 months back. The crop in the two main sugarcane growing states, namely Maharashtra and Karnataka, which contribute around 35-40% of country's sugar, have been adversely impacted due to various reasons. The sugarcane acreage in Uttar Pradesh, the leading sugarcane and sugar producing state in the country, is seen to be slightly lower as compared to 2018-19 sugar season. Taking into account the crop condition, weather condition and area under the high yielding cane varieties in the state, an improvement in yield per hectare is expected. Hence, sugar production in UP in 2019-20 sugar season is estimated to be around 120 lakh tons, which is more or less at the same level of 118.21 lakh tons produced in 2018-19 sugar season. As per preliminary estimates in July 2019, cane area of Maharashtra was seen lower by about 30% for 2019-20 sugar season on account of drought last year in Marathwada and Solapur. Floods affected in Maharashtra important cane growing areas Kolhapur, Sangli, Satara and Pune in August-September 2019. Due to waterlogging in cane fields for long duration, some of the cane has been destroyed completely, while some areas have been partially affected in terms of yield and recovery. Hence, cane area for 2019-20 harvesting has further dropped to 7.76 lakh hectare against what was reported about 4 months back. It is thus about 33% less than last year's acreage of 11.54 lakh. Some sugarcane fields in uplands will benefit in terms of yield per hectare as well as recovery due to better water availability therein during the very important grand growth period. Taking into account all the above factors, sugar production is therefore estimated to drop by almost 40%, around 62 lakh tons in 2019-20 sugar season, as against 107.20 lakh tons produced in 2018-19 sugar season. Similar to Maharashtra, there was poor rainfall in 2018 last year in the cane growing areas of Karnataka, reducing the acreage therein for 2019-20 sugar season. Further, incessant rains in first fortnight of August 2019 also affected the area contiguous to Maharashtra, that is North Karnataka, mainly in Belgaum and Bijapur districts. Thus, area under sugarcane in 2019-20 sugar season is expected to be about 3.99 lakh as against 5.02 lakh in 2018-19 sugar season, which is lower by about 21%. Considering the various factors as stated above, sugar production in 2019-20 sugar season is estimated to be around 32 lakh tons as against 44.30 lakh tons produced in 2018-19 sugar season. There has not been any major changes in the other sugarcane growing states of the country. The rainfall therein has been more or less as expected. Hence, these states are expected to collectively produce about 54.5 lakh tons of sugar in sugar season 2019-20, almost at the same level as in the previous season. Therefore, the total sugar production during 2019-20 sugar season would be around 268.5 lakh tons, without considering the impact of sugar reduction due to diversion of B-heavy molasses or sugarcane juice to ethanol. The tender for ethanol procurement for 2019-20 sugar season is expected to be opened by OMCs very shortly. As per informal reports, this year the bid for the ethanol produced from B-heavy or sugarcane juice would be higher. As per market information, it is estimated that around 8.5 lakh tons of less sugar will be produced because of the diversion of cane juice and B molasses into ethanol. Therefore, the resultant sugar production estimates for 2019-20 after considering this diversion into ethanol will be around 260 lakh tons of sugar. The exact diversion can be better determined once the bids are opened by the OMCs and therefore, if required, ISMA can revise the figures. The sugarcane crushing for the season 2019-20 is soon starting in some areas. Therefore, a better picture would emerge once the crushing starts fully and actual trend of yields and sugar recoveries would become available. As has been the practice, if required, ISMA will once again revisit the sugarcane and sugar production estimates in January 2020 when the trends of the above are available. Sugar production during 2018-19 sugar season was 331.61 lakh tons. As per the report submitted by the sugar mills to the government, sugar sales during 2018-19 sugar season was 246 lakh tons. It has been seen that there are some sugar mills which sell more than the monthly sale quota given by the government to them. For various reasons, including the pressure to pay cane price to the farmers and also huge working capital is blocked in the high sugar inventory. There are reports from the market that another 8 to 9 lakh tons of sugar would have got sold over and above what has been reported by them to the government. Therefore, the sugar sales by the sugar mills during 2018-19 season is estimated to be 255 lakh tons. Considering the opening balance of 107 lakh tons as on October 1, 2018 and sugar and exports of around 38 lakh tons and sugar sales of 255 lakh tons, the closing balance as on 30th September 2019 is estimated to be 145.81 lakh tons. Against the new sugar export policy of MAEQ of 60 lakh tons, several sugar companies have already finalized contracts for exports and in the month of October 2019 alone, it is learned that about 7 to 8 lakh tons of sugar exports have been contracted for.